Hey guys, we are so excited because we're partnering with Studio again. Whoop whoop, Studio.
So excited.
You guys know Studio. They are the Swedish designed headphones that are beautiful and the sound quality is amazing. And right now, when you shop there, you can get 15% off using our promo code, which is Kate?
Booze. 15 for 15% off. That's BOOZE 15. It's
and
worth it.
Where can they get the headphones?
At studio.com.
That's right. They make a great gift for yourself or someone else. Get it today. Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 68.
Yeah. Hi, Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Ooh. Yeah, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just brought it up. That's so bad. And yeah, yesterday was my birthday.
Nice. And last year we recorded on your birthday. So like it always is close, you know. To a recording day, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
Sometimes then we get to celebrate. I think we celebrated with fancy drinks last year.
Yeah, I believe. Well, I literally had to do math back to my birth year to like remember how old I am.
I have had to do that too before.
Yeah. I'm 34, guys, in case I ask in like 5 days.
Okay, good. So then that's how old I'll be in May. Thank you for doing that math for me.
I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize I was 33 this whole past year. Like, that's a fun year, 33. Didn't even realize it.
Oh, my gosh.
I have the brain of an 87-year-old and the maturity level of an 8th-grade boy. It's glorious.
That's what we love about you.
It's a gift. That's my gift to everybody. All year.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a marvelous day.
Marvelous day. It is a historic moment.
That's right. So I've been recently obsessed with one Marie Kondo.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I like haven't ever read her or watched her, but I hear about all her stuff. And I know people love her.
Oh my God.
If you know anything about me from like last episode, just be happy, stay unorganized.
Yes. The exact opposite. You're like, I'm so anti Marie Kondo.
I mean, I respect what she's trying to do and all, but I find joy in my mess.
Joy. Bless this mess. Bless this. But no, this woman is an actual fairy baby angel sent to earth to bring us an immense amount of joy. She's a treasure. She's a treasure.
I'll check it out. I do need to get into a new show, so I'll check it out.
I mean, it's not that interesting of a show, but like just a couple of the tips, you're like, oh my God. But like a couple of the times I did like tear up.
Oh. Really?
By like, yeah, with like the family stories and stuff.
Oh.
I would. Cold hearted me. A little teary eyed. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Anywho, what are you drinking this week?
Oh, I'm drinking some coffee.
Nice. I'm drinking a Red Bull. I'm drinking a Red Bull.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, no, guys, we're recording like way earlier than we usually do in the day. So it's like kind of weird.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. And yeah, I'm still doing the semi-dry January, but last night was one of the exceptions that I had already like made to drink. So I'm a little hungover today because I haven't been drinking this month. So it affected me more. But yeah, so now I am just drinking a Red Bull to stay awake. So.
Love it. Yeah. I was like, coffee, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Perfect.
I do love an afternoon
coffee.
Oh, there's
a snowmobile driving by.
I do love an afternoon coffee.
I really do. I'm a coffee person, and it doesn't keep me up like at night. I
No.
mean, I wouldn't drink one late, but
Yeah.
if I have like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock coffee, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, and I'm drinking it out of my, I was told there would be tea, Mariah Carey mug that was
Yes.
sent to me. It's my
Yes.
literal prized
Oh
possession.
my God. Yeah, the one thing you would take in a fire.
Yes, exactly. To map out in my head where Mariah Carey mug. I have to make sure I grab it on my way out of this
Is
catastrophe.
so good.
I'll post a pic on Instagram of that one. It's
It feels
classic.
so weird to be recording when it's daylight out.
Yeah, same.
It's just
Like,
affecting
I
me now.
literally, we're in the middle of a snowstorm, and like,
Oh.
I could hear outside, like, snowmobiles going by. Our house shakes when the plow guy comes by. So I'm sure you'll be hearing all that. My kids are like not in bed yet. We usually record my kids are in bed. So they're
Right.
just downstairs like playing husband. So you could probably hear them in the background the whole
Yep.
time.
My
But
husband just woke up from his hangover nap, and my dog has been barking at our neighbors all afternoon. So,
I love
speaking
it.
of distractions, that brings us to our drinking game. Take a drink anytime you hear a distraction, like the ones we mentioned. Take a drink anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we have a story about misogyny, anytime we say literally, anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, and anytime we get the Nick Cage rage. Did we add
That
one?
I feel like we've added a
Like,
bunch
for some reason,
throughout.
I just, like, in my mind had a flash of, like, Jake Gyllenhaal. Do we not like him?
I love
Okay, I was like, I like
Jake
him.
Gyllenhaal.
I don't really have anything against him.
You were just in the middle of a hot flash and imagine Jake Gyllenhaal.
Was like, wait, is there something I'm supposed to say about Jake
I mean,
Gyllenhaal
you know what? Actually, maybe there is. How
now?
am I to know? We probably did talk about it.
I
I don't know.
mean, yeah, and Anne Hathaway, we haven't added her yet. She's kind of like an honorable mention, I feel like.
Yeah, half the haters unite. I don't know. Sometimes I don't hate her as much, but
Yeah, I don't really
it's
hate her. I just don't really have an opinion
so
on her
hard.
either, actually.
Yeah, it's hard out there. It's hard out there.
All right, people. So don't take a drink when we talk about Jake Gyllenhaal. So not yet.
Not, we will keep you posted on the changes to that. Yeah, I'm gonna drink like a whole pot of coffee if I drink throughout because there's gonna be many a distraction. I just
Oh,
can tell.
I
I
forgot. I
just can
have some shout outs too. I was just about to get into
tell.
headlines, but before we do that, I need to shout out Wichita because they downloaded our podcast 83 times last week. So thank you,
Oh my
Wichita.
God,
Yeah.
that's so cool.
Tell us, send us
Yay.
stories from Wichita, okay? Like
Oh.
eveningboozehour@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Evening Booze. We're on Instagram at Evening Booze Hour. Send us stories. We want to have weird stories from Wichita.
Yes, and all over the world. But that is like actually a perfect segue into headlines because my first headline is from one of our Patreon saints, Shannon.
Yes.
So, Shannon.
Oh, that was my other quick announcement. Speaking of Patreon saints, I'm sorry I forgot
Oh.
to upload the confidential confessions this w past week. I had a really busy week and totally meant to set a reminder and forgot to do that.
And of course, I don't
No,
remember because we
and like
discuss
we
everything.
don't get like the emails when it goes up because we're not donating to our own Patreon account. So I just like need to have a permanent reminder set, but I'm so sorry. We'll get it up this week for you. It's like a surprise. Will it happen? Won't it happen this week?
Yeah, got to keep them on their toes, you know?
Yeah, so
Yeah.
Shannon, I apologize.
Exactly what you mean. But she is one of our faves, our all-time faves. But she sent me this little diamond in the rough story.
Yes.
And this woman is living her best life, like It's insane.
Is this the Total Wine Lady again? Is she just in a different location?
It could be. It could be. I don't remember the town or state that happened in, but it for sure could be related. Okay, so the headline is, it's a good one. Woman banned from Walmart for riding cart while drinking wine from a Pringles can.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And where are the Pringles?
She probably ate them. Yeah. She for sure ate the Pringles. And then
first.
Yeah. It's actually genius. It's actually genius.
Oh my God.
But I want you to put on your cowboy hat, Liz. Believe it or not, we're going to Texas.
Oh, take a drink. Actually, yeah. I think we have a couple states in our drinking game, stories from there this week. That's fun.
And so it all began on a beautiful, crisp Wichita Falls morning.
Wichita!
A Friday morning. Well, this is Wichita Falls. Wichita right. Falls.
I'm just giving him another shout out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same thing. It's not, but it's the same word.
I'm questioning myself. Oh my God. Okay, so this heroic Jane Doe was simply riding around the Walmart parking lot on an electric scooter while drinking her wine out of a Pringles can, as one does on a Friday morning.
Oh, morning.
Oh, yeah. From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
No.
Yeah, for like 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
And she's been banned from the Walmart and their parking lot, which everybody here knows that, like, I'm so anti-Walmart. So, like, of course, I love this story even more.
Yeah. But,
apparently, the rule is at Walmart that you can only act insane inside the Walmart. You can't act insane in the parking lot.
Dude, apparently. Seriously.
Note to self.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one of the articles I read on this was like, I've seen way weirder things inside a Walmart.
Yeah, I think I've talked about like how Walmart gives me anxiety because it's just like chaos when you walk in there. Like, there's nothing like makes sense where they have it organized. People, there's babies and diapers like just running around. And like, I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolute craziness. They've got great prices, but
the imagery in my mind is
like, we would have to like mentally prepare ourselves to go there. And then we'd be like in and out, but then you can never find anything, then you're in there forever.
Yeah, that's the whole part of it. They move shit around all the time so that you have to search for it and you see, oh, new section. Oh, yeah. It's very strategic and it's such a mind fuck, that whole Walmart world. I just can't.
I love that we don't have a problem with this woman at all. We just have the problem with Walmart.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's great. And I want to know why this isn't like a viral video. Where's
oh, I
the
know.
Video footage?
Yeah. Where is it? And you know what? Know. Like wine first thing in the morning sounds so disgusting. Like at 6 a.m., like, I just think about, like, a freshly brushed teeth, you know, and then a glass of wine.
Or like, since she drank it out of a Pringles can, like, what if she had, like, sour cream and onion Pringles and then just poured wine into the can? It's, like, sour cream and onion wine. Oh, I am a puking right now.
Yep, you're welcome, everyone. You're welcome for that joyous image in your back of your throat, because you're probably trying to hold back your throw up right now.
So nasty. But speaking of women living their best lives, here is the next headline.
Okay.
This 72-year-old grandmother married a teen she met at her son's funeral.
No. What? A teen? Wait, so is he like 19?
Well, when they met, he was 17. Okay.
Oh.
This is, I mean, basically the headline, which I love. But so 72-year-old, I think her name is Almeda, A-L-M-E-D-A. I have no idea. Almeda Hardwick. And 19-year-old Gary Hardwick locked eyes at her son's funeral. And it was love at sight.
What?
Yes, Gary was only 17 at the time. But the story takes place in Tennessee. So, like,
oh, okay.
There's no age of consent type thing down there, right? I mean, come on. Let us know, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it's unclear why Gary was at her son's funeral.
Right. I was just going to say, so did he, like, was he friends with her son or like?
Yeah. It didn't like specify on that. Hmm. So then I'm like, Gary, are you pulling a Joe?
Right.
From you? Like, have you been stalking this woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it didn't say the connection of, like, why he was attending the funeral, which I think is weird.
That is really
right?
Weird.
Like,
yeah.
That
like, you know,
question.
Why wouldn't they just say, like, family friend or something like that, you know, even when they're, like, talking about him? Or...
But I guess he had never met the mother.
Yeah. Huh.
Like, he actually met there. But anyway, they had their first date. This made me actually, like, throw up at Chuck E. Cheese.
Stop. No, stop.
It's true.
Why didn't someone call the police?
Chuck E. Cheese. Could you imagine if you see some, like, I mean, you would imagine some kid was there with his grandmother.
Oh.
But, like, they were on a date, and why were you two at a Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, 17 is too old for Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
17 is too old for Chuck E. Cheese. It for sure is.
That's what I'm saying. That's so out of place. Why did someone not call the police? I'd be like, this man is being held against his will, I think.
For real. And FYI, Gary has been into older women ever since he had a crush on his teacher when he was 8 years old.
Oh, that's like how those weird fetishes start, though. You know, like,
isn't that insane?
This is so crazy.
And I mean, it's not like this woman is like a millionaire or anything. So
right.
It's like he's not after her money.
Real love, huh?
But yeah, I mean, hey, if they're happy together,
yeah. I mean. I know. I just, like, wonder what that was like when he called to ask her out. Or, like, who asked who out? Or I don't know.
Well, but did I say that they got married 2 weeks after they met?
No!
That was the next part after Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God. Yes. What? Two weeks?
They married 2 weeks after they met at the funeral.
What?
Yeah.
How
so
did her
the moral
son
of
die?
The story.
Did they say how her son died?
No. I mean, I'm sure I could have found an article about it, but it didn't say in anything I read.
Okay.
But the moral of the story is fuck Tinder. It's all about meeting singles at funerals.
Yeah.
Vulnerability. Like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, exactly.
Wedding Crasher.
Yeah.
See, he was on to something. Amber. There you go. Go to a funeral. Check out the obituary section. Just do eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
So
it's the wave of the future.
Well, you know, good luck to them.
Yeah, they're really in love. I think they are. Okay, the next story takes us to the place most Americans dream of moving to. That's right.
What is
Canada.
Oh, yes.
Like, when you think of Canada, you think, like, oh, Canada's pretty chill.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this one guy who I think is, like, too chill. And he
too
wants
chill.
To open. He's too chill. You know the type. They're way too chill. He wants to open a clothes optional water park called Splash's Pleasure Park.
Ew.
Right?
Okay.
Just name.
Just like, yeah, the name. I mean, think of how many people are gonna have sex there. That's so gross.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, the only person I'd want to see there is Justin Trudeau. Am I right? Am I right? But no, seriously, water parks are disgusting. I'm like so grossed out by water parks.
Yeah.
And then, like, never mind adding in naked people
And
who
it
I never
sounds
wanted to see in the
dangerous.
first place. Well, right. That's what I thought so too. Like,
Penises
like
getting caught in
people.
things.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason people wear clothes nowadays, and it's to act as like a buffer between the old twig and berries and like anything else that could like completely rip your balls off.
Yeah, or like your boob. I don't know. Like, come on. This does not
There's
sound like a
just
good
people walking
idea.
on the car, like bleeding from their
Oh,
penises. Women's boobs are cut off. Like, what is happening? I think it's a horrible idea. I think it's a horrible idea. Just like if you need to be naked in the water,
you have a
roll the
bathtub.
same bathtub. Yeah, exactly. I mean, go skinny dipping in your neighbor's pool. I don't know, but don't go to a water park. That seems like 101. Like, things to know 101. Don't go to a water
Park
park.
naked. No,
Good.
there's, you don't, you know, some things you just don't do naked, you know? And it's for your own
Yeah.
safety.
And like, I'm not against being naked.
No,
I'm
no.
naked way more than I should be,
Yeah, oh
quite
yeah.
frankly.
The older I get,
But
the more naked I am for some reason.
yeah, why is that? I should have been way more naked
Just
when I
don't
had a
care
hobby.
anymore. You just don't care. That's why.
Oh my God, it's so true. I just
Like,
don't
really
give
don't
a
care.
fuck. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. Gonna die. Okay, moving on to a much more heartwarming story.
Oh, okay.
The headline is: Police accidentally get everyone high after burning 3 tons of marijuana.
That's
And
amazing.
God bless them.
That
God
is amazing.
Yeah,
Like
but also like
people in the
where was
town or whatever just smelled it.
Yes. So police in West Jakarta in Indonesia got people insanely high when they tried to burn 3 tons of marijuana. And not only that, the fire included 2,538 ecstasy pills and 2 pounds of crystal meth. They burned it all to like destroy the illegal imports.
But they didn't like
And
contain this fire anywhere. It just like blew smoke.
well, I don't know if the image they're using with the story is like accurate or not, but it's just like a bunch of people around a fire breathing in smoke, like right there. But like people in the town were
Right.
reported like being dizzy and, you know, nauseous or whatever,
Oh
which I'm like,
my
if it's pain, you're
God.
be nauseous. But yeah, freaking crystal meth. I'm sorry.
That is so
I mean,
crazy.
I feel like maybe just like the marijuana part, like that could be like a new thing to get people to like calm down.
Sure,
They just
yeah.
burn a bunch of weed. Let like everyone just like chill
Yeah, like I feel
out.
like Native Americans did stuff kind of like that, right?
This should
Yeah.
be the next like platform for my presidential run.
Yes.
Funny.
Marijuana bonfires for all.
You want world peace? Yeah, burn weed nonstop. Case closed. Done.
Everyone will be so chill that they'll open water parks for naked people.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Oh
Everywhere.
God. And the United States is going to be like part of Canada by 2020.
What would
Anyway, or something.
it would be so funny. Like, what if you were just like one of those people in town, like just, I don't know, pumping your gas and then you're like, whoa. What's going on here?
That's scary. That is scary. Oh, but I love it. I love it so much. Okay,
Amazing.
and now, just like any stoned person loves, we're gonna talk about outer space.
Spaceman.
Space and time.
Space and time, it's too much.
Saturday.
It's too much even when you're not
It's too
stoned.
much. Okay, so space billboards are just the latest orbital stunt. This is like the newest headline, okay? So basically, this company, of course, I don't have here where they're from, wants to create billboards that are visible from outer space.
Yeah,
And
they like kind of
it's
look like projections, right? Like
Well, you know
think
what? I think it reminds me of what's it called? The movies with the Mockingjay and Hunger
Oh,
Games.
hungry.
It's like Hunger Games. They do that, like every time one of the players died, it would be like you could see it. Everybody would just look up, and then it was just like a huge screen. Like you can just, they were projecting things into the
I was
sky, which is
thinking,
like literally exactly the same.
yeah, I was thinking like the bat signal, but
Oh, yeah, very similar. Yep.
I've never seen any Hunger Games.
My
But yeah, no, I you
story.
know me. You know me. I just like I've never seen any of those popular series ever.
Oh my God. You gotta watch games.
I hear good things. I've never done Harry Potter. I've never done the
Well, and Elizabeth Banks is from my hometown,
Yeah.
and she's in that, and her role is like awesome. So I usually see like everything she's in,
Okay.
but I liked it. I liked it.
Okay.
Or all of them. But anyway,
So wait, but is it
where
a
was I?
projection though, or is it like up in space, like a
It
satellite?
at a satellite, yeah. So it's not a projection.
Oh, okay.
It's just like it's like reflected off these sails. Satellites. I don't know. It was another sciency article, so I was like, whatever. Skip, 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 blah, blah, blah. But I thought it was interesting because they said like what like all these scientists have a problem with it. Like there's light pollution.
Right.
And what if like people like so what you can just say you're gonna have a satellite with like anything, like what are the rules? This is too just like new that
Right,
they're like there's so
totally.
many problems that could happen with this,
How do you
but apparently
regulate it? Like how far? Who owns like the sky, you know?
exactly. So this outer space treaty, which like I've never heard of before, but apparently it's bound by its tenants, and I didn't have the wherewithal, is that the word, to actually like Google which countries or whoever
Oh.
signed the outer space treaty. But basically it says nobody can own parts of space, so be peaceful and carry out activities in the interest of all countries, like all countries who've signed
Right. Like
this
I see,
treaty.
I feel like, you know, if it's for public safety or something, like here's something that
Yes,
everybody needs to know, you know, like
that
that
is
is
one
okay.
thing where I was like, oh, that would be really smart
Right?
actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you don't want to see like the Coca-Cola logo just like floating
Right.
across the sky.
Right.
Like what? I don't know. That would be next
Yeah, no, it's too much.
level.
It's everywhere
People
already.
complain about having like windmills.
Yeah.
Yeah, people complain about windmills like views and stuff. So this is like the ultimate view ruiner because like everybody can see the sky. Oh, it's just crazy. So we'll see. I'm sure by like 2050, this will be a regular, probably way before that, actually.
Oh, I
I don't
know.
know.
Technology is
Later.
like so crazy.
It advances so much within like 6 months. I'm like, I don't even know. I
Yeah.
have no interest or time to be able to keep up because
No,
rate is
exactly.
growing.
I love it. I hate it. But yeah, you know what technology I do love is the audio badassness that is studio headphones.
Yes, we love us some studio. I love the Regent, so I look
Yes,
like a
I love
yeah.
the Regent too. I also have the Tray And those are great for like working out and running. They're sweat resistant. But if you like want to feel like a DJ, or maybe you already are a DJ and you need new headphones, definitely get the Regents.
Yes, they're amazing. I also have the Tray too. Those are the only other kind I have because I love them so much. So good for working out. So you can go to studio.com.
That's right. Studio.com.
I'm sorry. Studio.com. And our code is what?
Booze 15, BOOZE 15. Get yourself 15% off studio.com.
You won't regret
Okay, well, this week, like, there were tons of like headline stories, and I know typically you do the headline section, but those were like the only stories I was finding as well. So I have a couple additional headlines to cover. So my first headline type story that I want to cover is actually out of, I believe this guy is from Phoenix, Arizona. Yep.
What? Take a
Will
drink of that.
Novak from Phoenix, Arizona. Take a drink because Will plans to fly 2,600 miles to a stranger's stag party that he accidentally got invited to. So I'm saying stag because this
No.
is from the Mirror and that's how they have it, but that's a bachelor party for you people who don't know. That's what
Right,
British
right.
people call bachelor parties.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yes.
He's the How did he this happen?
This is isn't
And
it
tell me all the
amazing. So he got an email that was accidentally sent to him for a man named Angelo's stag party at a ski chalet in Vermont, and now he's like gonna go.
Oh my God, I love it. That's going to be awesome.
And get
Some
this, so
ski
like
chalet spot.
Angelo's party, the invite says bring 80s attire. For a weekend on the slopes, they'll be having Italian food, barbecue, beers, and they're having t-shirts made. So, like, it does sound really fun.
That does sound really fun. Hey, I'm so close to Vermont. Did this already happen?
I don't know yet. Actually, I don't think it has happened because he's still planning. He's talking to the organizers, actually, because he responded and was like, I do not know who Angela is. I'm Will Novak, who lives in Arizona. Vermont seems like a very far way for me to travel for a bachelor party of a guy I've never met. That being said, fucking count me in. He's like, from the contents of this email,
Love
Angelo sounds tremendous, and I want to help send him off in style. I hope his bride or groom to be is awesome.
Oh my God, I love this
I
man.
know, I want to be best friends with Will Novak, Phoenix, Arizona. He's 35. He's like right in our age range. We can hang out.
I love it.
And so
Oh
the
my
org,
God,
you
he's
know,
gonna
like, yeah, Angela's organizers, his friends wrote back and they're like, he's like, we all agree. We're really excited to meet you as you sound tremendous as well. He said that we agree that your timely response may have been one of, if not the best, responses to an email that has ever been sent, and we insist on you coming. This would surely make Angelo's day. We can pick you up from the airport.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Who is
Yeah.
this Angelo character?
I
I
don't
need to
know.
know.
I
He's having like the most bomb bachelor party.
know. I know. And all his friends seem super chill.
Yeah, this sounds great. I
Yeah.
love it.
So, you know, he had to chip in for the cost of the bachelor party, and he set up a GoFundMe page. And so after the amount that went to the bachelor party, he so I think he owed 750 for the bachelor party, and then he actually ended up raising 3,500, but he's not going to keep the extra cash. He put it in to like He found out that Angelo and his bride-to-be are expecting their first child, so he put it into like a college food toys like baby
Stop.
fund for them.
Stop.
Yeah. Will Novak, 2020.
Oh my God. Why isn't this man the Bachelor?
Right?
Like,
They
as
don't
in like
have a picture
ABC's
of
The
him.
Bachelor.
I know.
Not the actual bachelor from the bachelor party. Let me clear that up. I love this.
I know. I need to see a picture of him because, like, they only have, like, stock pictures in this article, but
Oh, I'm sure he's on Instagram.
Will
Novak. Should I tag
him? Oh my Instagram? God, you should. I want to interview him. Will Novak. Let us know how the bachelor party was. This is like a booze podcast, so it would be perfect. Report back to us.
Yes. Send that audio clip to him right now. Steven?
That's right. Okay. So way to go, Will. Angelo, congratulations. I hope everyone has a blast.
Love it.
So the next story I have is a pretty funny one. It comes out of New York, but this happened a bunch of places. It was the No Pants Subway Ride Day recently.
Oh my God.
So people actually just ride, like, there's pictures, it's funny. They're wearing, like, their jackets, but no pants, you know, and then their shoes, just, like, going to work in the morning.
They have underwear on, right?
I think so. I mean, you can't really, this guy does. Okay. This guy, you can definitely tell. The girl, you can't really tell because you can kind of see her cheeks under her jacket, but.
Dude.
Yeah.
How much would someone have to pay you to sit down without underwear on?
Oh, in the subway. That's what I was thinking. Oh. This is like a safety concern, health, public safety.
Yeah, they must have to have underwear on.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, it was only actually hundreds of commuters in 24 cities, like, across the world participated in the No Pants Subway Ride. This began in 2002 as a stunt by the prank collective Improv Everywhere. I don't know.
Oh. Those must be the people that choreograph, like, all the flash mob dances.
Yeah, yeah, or, like.
Same thing.
Yeah. I was like, are there anonymous, that hacking group?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that. Anyway, so, like,
you're so dark. I'm thinking flash mob, and you're thinking like
dark web mob,
death and destruction.
Yeah, prank collective sounds scary. So this happened on Sunday, January 13th. That was, like, the day. And it was in London, Copenhagen, Buenos Aires, Chicago, San Francisco, Berlin, like, all over. But the flagship event, like, is in New York. And they saw dozens of people braving the 32-degree weather. So I don't know how much is dozens. Like, what, 24 people maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. This sounds sketchy. I feel like, yeah, in warmer climates you could do this, but who the hell would do that in New York City in 32 degrees?
In January, yeah. Why is this day in January? I don't understand.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. The Improv Everywhere founder, Charlie Todd, said that the event is a celebration of silliness. You know, there's no agenda for the event, aside from, you know, wanting to make other people laugh and smile. So, you know.
I mean, you gotta also make sure who you are before you get on a subway with no pants on.
Right.
Like, some people might get real, I don't know. Not that it's your fault if somebody else gets offended by you because yeah. of what you look like, but... Seriously, like, if you have no pants on, you're just, like, a middle-aged dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And there's, like, kids. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
is not a good idea.
I don't know if they, like, put up, you know, posters or flyers ahead of time telling people, like, this is going to happen. But, yeah, like, if, like, a guy with no pants on just got on the subway at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning going to work, I'd be like, someone call the cops.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this is, like, a bad idea.
But, yeah, so, I mean, maybe that's why not a lot of people participate, maybe because it's in January. I'm just letting you guys know it happened. It's a thing. If you want to ride the subway without pants on, you can. With other people.
You can do anything you want. Okay, listen.
Oh my God. I mean, and you can probably even go to like convenience stores because they only say no shirt, no shoes, no service, nothing about pants. So,
Ooh, true. Good call.
I feel like maybe we could do a lot of things in society without pants and get away with
I think we should see how many things we can do.
it. A no pants revolution. No pants revolution.
You go back to your checklist, you're like, enter a church with no pants on. Go back to your checklist. No, not a good idea.
No, yeah. We'll try it out and we'll let you guys know what you can and can't do with pants without
That's
pants.
right. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
We'll do an in-depth investigative report. Okay. So my next story gets into crime time. This wasn't a headline. I didn't know anything about this, but you mentioned this to me and asked me if I knew who the subject of the story was. And I was like, I have no idea. His name is Ed Buck. And so I looked into it, and it's like a pretty crazy story.
Yes, I don't know how I hadn't heard of this before because it seems like it should have been in the headlines before. And
I feel a little deja vu. Like, okay, as soon as this is the headline, I read this really great story by the Los Angeles Times, and we'll put the link in the show notes. That it is pretty detailed, so I'm going to try to like summarize it the best I can. But the headline is, "Who is Ed Buck? The erratic life of the Democratic donor in whose home two dead men have been found." It is,
yeah,
yeah.
like in the past 2 years,
In the
right?
past 2 years. Yeah. So it gave me deja vu because like as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, is this like a weird sex thing? And like I remembered we had that story about that guy. I thought also like
Oh,
this
yeah.
hit, this guy lives, Ed Buck lives in West Hollywood. And I thought it was also maybe in like the LA area where someone had, a couple people had died in his home.
Yeah, I don't remember. Was that California?
I think it was.
I don't know,
So,
but
okay, this
I'm
guy,
so intrigued by this.
yeah, this guy, okay, it's crazy. And he just like is one of those ones that gives like the Dems a bad name. Like, stop being so crazy because in every headline it's like Democratic donor, you know?
Right, of course, that's what they say.
Okay, so yes, these deaths happened over 2 years. One was earlier this month, a man named Timothy Dean. He was 55 years old. And one was in 2017, and his name was Jamel Moore, 20, and he was 26 years old. And they were both African American, and like this story does have a lot to do with like race and class and privilege, and like people are
Because
now.
you're thinking, why would he have even have other men living in his house?
They weren't living with him.
Oh, so it just happened in his house. Okay,
They
I
just
thought they were
happened in
like
his house,
for
yeah.
some reason living there.
Well, I think
Okay.
he did like
Oh.
open, so his attorney has come out and said like he did open his home to like troubled people. So they might have been like staying there. I
Thought
don't,
of, yeah.
yeah, I don't know about permanently. And so his attorney's like saying that these troubled people brought their problems like with them, and they just happened to die in his home because the first one, Jamel Moore, died of an overdose, and the second one, Timothy Dean, they don't know. Well, they haven't released the cause of death yet. I think they're still trying to figure it out. But like after, there's this journalist who has been like reporting on this for like a year. Oh my God, I can't think of her name right now. Ugh. But anyway, so she's been trying to say that like Ed Buck is a predator, and she like got her hands on, I think, a journal from Jamel Moore that his family gave her after his death, and in it he says that he was addicted to crystal meth and or addicted to drugs, but that's what he, I think, overdosed from. And Ed Buck is the reason because he's the one who gave him his first injection.
Oh.
Yes. And so, like, Ed Buck, he's 64. He's like a well-known figure in West Hollywood. He's an animal rights activist. He is an LGBT activist. He donates tons of money to Democratic politicians. He, like, once ran for city council. He's donated to all the city council members except for this one woman. but he's also like really intense, people say. So like he's a big animal rights activist, right? But if he sees someone walking their dog, he'll like criticize them and say that they're doing it wrong.
Oh my God.
And like he lit
mayor.
Yeah, and he like lives in this apartment that has like hardly any furniture. When he was running for city council, like he ran the campaign out of his apartment and he had to rent furniture for like that activity, but he's like really
Oh.
wealthy. It's really weird. And like
Yeah,
he
'cause I
like
don't, the name doesn't even ring a bell, but apparently he's like obviously a big shot.
Yeah, I mean I think maybe like if you're in those, circles like of, being a big donor and going to like political events and stuff like that, but I wouldn't know.
You mean someone ha who has money? Yeah,
Yeah,
no, no
exactly.
idea what that is.
Exactly. And
Don't play. Don't play.
he like I think got a little kind of like some notoriety, I guess, because he like was yelling at this Republican candidate and like kind of heckling her at a event, and Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, was there, and he like got in his face, and like he and
Oh.
Ed Buck were like going at it.
Oh God. That sounds
So
fun.
yeah, so it's so right now, like I think these journals have also said that like, I'm not sure if it was journals or maybe he had just some other background charges or something like that for drugs, but somehow he's like kind of, people are saying that yes, he it does do like meth and crystal meth, and he had gone to see like this psychotherapist and he was like trying to get him to like prescribe him amphetamine, and the therapist was like no, and then Buck like came back and like I think called him and was like, he said this. This is the quote: "You will feel my pain. I'm on my way over," and like was threatening him. And he put up like flyers all over his apartment complex saying that this psychotherapist lets dangerous people into their complex and stuff like that.
God.
And yeah, he's just like a, he kind of reminds me of Dirty John a little bit. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like
And
super intense.
super
Oof.
intense. And then also, I think, maybe he had restraining orders. I should know this and not just like alleged, but I read two different articles, so I'm trying to remember like which one said what. But like I think he is known for like having, paid for like sex and paid for drugs, and he would even like he definitely liked African American men, and so this journalist who has been like trying to bring about, awareness and shine the light on him, said, I think pretty recently, that if something happens to another like African American man, in his home or when Buck's around him, like it's going to be on the fault of the police department because she's been like putting information out there and giving them tips and stuff like that, and then this guy died, the second guy died, Dean, just a, like a few weeks ago, earlier this month. Anyway, so yeah, it's pretty crazy. So now, people are wondering if the overdose of Jamel wasn't really an overdose, or if maybe it was a homicide. So now, detectives are like investigating the most recent one as a homicide, but are also considering like looking back at the other one. And yeah, it's just crazy. Like, it's definitely developing, but like, because both men were African American and the first one was ruled just an overdose so quickly, I guess, like, activists are coming out and definitely saying, why wasn't he investigated earlier? Is it because of all of his donations to political figures?
Right. If it's like a white dude was found at like a black person's house, they'd be like all into finding out exactly what
Oh,
happened.
totally. Yeah, that man would already be in jail. Like,
Yeah. Right. It's so bad.
right. So I think it's like definitely, like African American activists are coming out and, wanting to like say that this is wrong and like putting the pressure on the police to like investigate him. So I think we'll be hearing a lot more about what's going on. But I definitely like encourage everyone to read this article. because it was really good, and it's just crazy. Like, this guy, I mean, how does that just happen? Like, oh, two people, I get it. If you're using drugs, maybe, like, yes, two people could overdose there, but it just seems
But
like there's
that
something
means you're
more.
druggy too. Like,
Right.
obviously, this dude's not right if he's doing like crystal meth and shit.
Well, and I guess
You
like
know, like,
he would pay these people, sometimes they were escorts, you know, extra if he could inject like crystal meth into them, which is like the most dangerous way to do any like dangerous drug, you know.
yeah, so it's like he wanted to just kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's something like that. Maybe, you know, like I feel like from these journals, which they haven't released too much, but he's mentioned in it that like maybe there was some sort of manipulation going on there too. And I don't know. It's crazy.
This will definitely be in the headlines for a while, I think.
Yes, Ed Buck, look him up. I mean, Ed Buck, please stop giving the Democratic Party a bad name. Thank you. We don't want your dirty money.
That's right. Dirty John. Dirty.
That's right. So, yeah. And then just quickly, since I'm already fired up and like, you know, about this guy, Ed Buck, and which, you know, just reminds me of so many reasons I hate men sometimes. I'm gonna go into a quick story about a man that I love to hate, and I just think everybody hates him anyways, Chris Brown.
Ugh, boo. Boo.
Boo, he is the absolute worst. Like, anytime I hear his music, I turn it off on the radio. Like, ugh. I can't, the fact that
Yeah,
he still
he's
has
like back.
fans.
He does. He's back, like, in pop culture
I
and
know.
stuff. A lot of people, like, hang out with him.
Stop paying him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know. So he's back in pop culture, like you said, and he is facing up to 6 months of jail time for owning a capuchin. Is that how you say it? Capuchin monkey?
Capuchin.
You know, those
God.
cute little monkeys. So this is kind of an Animal Kingdom story. It's kind of a pop culture story. It's kind of a Crime Time story. It's got everything.
It. Love it.
Yeah, so he
Love
had
it.
this monkey that he named Fiji, and apparently he didn't have a permit for it, so he had obtained it illegally, probably like on the black market dark web somewhere, because he's so shady. And so the California Department of Fish and Wildlife have launched an investigation. Chris Brown actually had a video of his daughter, Royalty, who's 4, holding the tiny monkey on Instagram back in December, and he was saying like, "Royal, is this your baby?" And she smiles and says, you know, nods to the camera, and he says, "She's gonna be bigger than you. You guys got the same height size head." You know, just being like cute with like his daughter and monkey. But he's since deleted that now that he's like come in hot water.
Interesting.
Right. So he actually has turned in the pet prior to a raid at his home, because they were getting ready to like raid his home to get this poor little monkey back. So Chris Brown, you know, is now facing up to 6 months jail time and a $1,000 fine if he's found guilty. So, you know, and he's really, you know, pretty familiar with the law and breaking it. So. Yeah, it's not, I'm not surprised. I didn't know he was into like exotic animals, but
Yeah. Oh, sorry, the mic was far away from me. Yeah, I don't know. I hate him, and I hope he goes to jail for 6 months.
I mean, he was just arrested back in July, on July 5th in West Palm Beach over an out of the country warrant from 2017 when he allegedly punched a photographer during a club appearance.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He was also arrested in February 2009, as we all remember from, you know, the horrible assault he did on Queen Rihanna. And then he's also had like felony assault charges in October 2013 after getting into an altercation with a man outside of a hotel. The charge was later reduced to a
I
misdemeanor.
mean, the man obviously has the temper.
Yeah, I mean, he has a temper. He has anger management problems. He needs to be like, go to jail. You need to like not be in society for a while, okay? We're done with you. We've all agreed, okay? Go away.
We all had a meeting and we agreed.
Just go, like, be in jail for 6 months. Like, cool out, man, you know?
Also, like, I just want to say, you can't buy a monkey like that and not know that it's
exactly illegal. Exactly.
It's just like, no.
Yeah, like, it just makes me so angry. Take big drinks because this guy is, like, the worst, like, worst misogynist ever.
Yeah, poster child.
Yeah, so we will keep you updated on whether or not Chris Breezy goes to the big house.
Oh, God.
All righty. Well, speaking of, like, performers and singers, you know, our BuzzFeed quiz kind of has to do with that this week. I don't know why I said it so weird.
Connection. Excellent connection. Yeah, you're saying
I'm like trying to make a transition and thinking about it as I go. I'm like, say the next word.
I know. That's what happens to me. I start thinking about what I'm actually saying and I'm like, stop talking. But then things are still coming out of my mouth and I'm like, what am I even saying? I don't even know what I'm saying. It's bad. Okay. So we took a quiz to see what our stage name should be.
That's right.
We're going to be superheroes.
Yeah, and we're going to be so famous that we're going to have to change our names soon.
Oh, yeah. You have to change your name. Okay, so what should your stage name be?
My stage name is so dumb. It's Spanx McGee.
What Spanx does it have to McGee. Say about Spanx McGee?
It says, you're modern and a bit of a name dropper. You're going to fit right in Hollywood, baby.
Sounds just like you. Sounds just like you.
Spanx McGee. Like, what is my talent even? Like,
dude, you're definitely, like, on the triangle.
I feel like I'm a morning show host or something like that. Like, on a radio.
Oh, my God.
Coming at you, Spanx McGee.
Spanx McGee with the traffic.
That's right. Exactly.
You're the one from the helicopter.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, so just you wait. You guys get ready for Spanx McGee. What did you get? What did you get? Hopefully it's better.
Well, mine is stupid too, of course. But so I got Bob Bailey. But
oh,
you spell it B-H-O-B.
Oh,
B-H-A-I-L-E-Y.
Oh my God.
Bob Bailey.
Bob Bailey.
It says, your name may sound basic, but it's just like you, a twist on a classic beauty. Describes me to a T.
Oh, come that's on. A good one. Bob Bailey. Doesn't. I feel like that's like a evening news anchor on TV.
Yeah. Now back to you, Bob Bailey.
Yeah, totally.
I have this vision exactly of what someone named Bob Bailey with H's in it sounds like.
With H's in it.
Oh, God.
Bob Bailey with H's. That's how he tells people.
I'm going to take freaking glamour shots.
Yes.
And have the name Bob Bailey.
Spanx McGee and Bob Bailey. I feel like, yeah, we definitely work at like a news station.
Which would be so perfect since we both went to journalism school.
And this is the evening booze hour. Exactly.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. That's still what we're doing. Right. Well, oh, my God.
Kate, any parting words of wisdom now that you are one day and year older and wiser?
Don't drop the soap.
On that note, that's all the news that's been fit to drink this week. Bye-bye.
Bye.